Legendary Australian rock band Midnight Oil have released their first new music since Capricornia in 2002. Entitled The Macarata Project, the new album is a passionate polemic addressing what lead singer Peter Garrett recently described as unfinished business in Australia. Macarata is a multi-layered Yolngu word meaning a process for conflict resolution, peacemaking and justice. It is a central concept in the Uluru Statement from the Heart and would be the vehicle for delivering a truthful account of Australia's colonial past. Rob Osborne has more.
The album is fiercely political and highly collaborative, with 16 Indigenous performers featured across the 7 tracks. The full text of the Uluru Statement from the Heart is printed on the album cover, and the final track consists of a musically underscored, complete reading of the statement. Featured are Auntie Pat Anderson, journalist Stan Grant, country singer Troy Casadale, actor Ursula Jovich, and retired footballer Adam Goods. Quandamooka man Dean Parkin is the director of campaign group From the Heart and an advocate for the Uluru Statement. I asked him first for his immediate reaction to the Macarata Project album.
Absolutely brilliant. Midnight Oil are very strong supporters. They have a particular audience. They reach a particular part of the Australian people that's very important to the success of the Uluru Statement From the Heart and A Voice to Parliament. And so they're almost like tradie radio, so to speak. So to be able to share the message across that audience is very important, and it's a wonderful contribution.
An Indigenous voice to Parliament and constitutional recognition are essential elements in the Uluru Statement. Here's Stan Grant, followed by Auntie Pat Anderson, reading on the album.
We seek constitutional reforms to empower our people and take a rightful place in our own country.
We call for the establishment of a First Nations voice enshrined in the Constitution.
However, the situation regarding A Voice to Parliament is complicated and possibly confusing. I asked Dean Parkin to summarise where we are.
Minister Kian White is leading a process that is being chaired by Marcia Langton and Tom Calmer. It is a design process, a co-design process to look at what a voice might look like. I understand that process is soon to move into a consultation phase through which all Australians, including Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and non-Indigenous Australians, will get to have their say on that interim co-design model. The Prime Minister, in his Closing the Gap speech earlier this year, reiterated that the voice process is a two-stage process. Firstly, we do this co-design process that Minister White is leading, and once that co-design process is complete, we will then sit down and talk about what the constitutional and legislative arrangements might be.
Australia remains the only Commonwealth country to have never signed a treaty with its First Peoples, and the negotiation of a treaty is central to the Uluru Statement. Lydia Thorpe recently became Victoria's first Indigenous federal senator and has been involved in state-level treaty negotiations with the Victorian government. Here's her recent comments on the importance of a treaty.
That thing, to tell the truth. It's all we ask. Just tell the truth, the true history of this country. That's where the healing begins. And once we, you know, get people educated and on board with what really happened, what this country is based on, which is a lie, then I think more people will join and more people will call for a peace treaty between black and white Australia.
Victoria has taken the lead in starting discussions on a comprehensive treaty with its First Peoples. So does this represent a model that could be followed at a national level? Dean Parkin again.
What Victoria is doing is really important. It is a state-based process. It's important to understand this is not a process that's been run with the Commonwealth government, but nonetheless, it is very important. It's an important contribution. And it's interesting, when Victoria went about their treaty process, the first thing they did was establish their own voice, their own treaty assembly. And that's why we think it's important, when we talk about the Uluru Statement, it is important that we do that voice process first so that we are then in a position to negotiate treaties.
The musical tracks on the album pulsate with passion, and the inventive integration of multiple Indigenous voices creates a sense of enthusiastic shared purpose. But the heart of the album is the reading of the Uluru Statement. Here's Auntie Pat Anderson again, followed by Troy Casadaley, reading the sections relating to a Makarrata Commission.
Makarrata is the culmination of our agenda, the coming together after a struggle. It captures our aspirations for a fair and truthful relationship with the people of Australia and a better future for our children based on justice and self-determination.
We seek a Makarrata Commission to supervise a process of agreement making between governments and First Nations and truth telling about our history.
Indigenous country singer Troy Casadaley ending that report from Rob Osborne.